You'll find asparagus in the wild or in the supermarket, but rarely in a backyard garden. We'll tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you or a loved one are having trouble getting around your home or scared of falling and risking injury, then please listen.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise, inventor of the HoverRound, America's number one power chair. Let HoverRound give you back your safety and peace of mind.
Call toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER for your free informational DVD. That's toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER. 9 out of 10 people paid little or nothing out of pocket. Insurance coverage depends on medical necessity as determined by insurer. Valid doctor's prescription required.
If you're fascinated with extreme weather, you'll love TornadoTalk.com. At TornadoTalk.com, you'll hear our weekly show about one of nature's most fascinating phenomenon, tornadoes. Interviews with storm chasers, storm survivors, new tips on storm safety, and an invitation for you to tell us about your tornado stories. Go to TornadoTalk.com. That's TornadoTalk.com. Find us online at TornadoTalk.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 18th, the 139th day of the year. Country singer George Strait has a birthday, and it was on this day in 1980 when the Mount St. Helens volcano erupted in Washington State. Wild asparagus makes for easy pickings in many rural areas this time of year, but if you're hoping to grow it in the garden, you'll need a lot of patience. It takes 3 years of nurturing before you'll have anything edible. In the first year, the plant develops a crown and root system. In year two, tiny stalks develop into fern-like leaves. And in year three, a few of those characteristic green spears will finally appear. The good news is, once it gets going, a well-maintained bed will produce asparagus for 20 years or more. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.